Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm a bisexual.
Well, don't stay up just to like talk to a boy.
No, you fatty. You can't get gabapentin, you fatty.
You think you have kombucha puss?
All it starts with is someone not being able to leave their cat's fur at the fucking gym.
And your cheap ass trick.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
It's been a really hard few weeks here without you. You've just been like gone, and I have been the most antisocial.
I feel like so non-emotive, like in these sunglasses and this. Like I was like.
Okay, let's not fucking pretend that Jake and I went on like some convertible spree with our like little chihuahua and like went
to.
Down Beverly Hills Drive. Like
we're, yeah, we're, I want to live that fantasy.
You've been to LA. I have not. But true. Let's not pretend that we did that or that like we're gonna go out and buy like Chanel or anything.
We should.
We put these on today because
about 20 minutes ago
because we both got our ears removed, and yeah, that's the real reason why we're dressed like this.
We need to be more like aerodynamic.
I actually just opened the front door like this when Jake came over. And why didn't you let yourself in today? Why? Because my boyfriend was here. You have a key.
Well, you called me like, and I was down the road, so I didn't think that you knew that I was down the road, so I was like, let me just knock on the door, because I knew that you guys were ready.
You normally just don't knock on the door. You normally just like let yourself in and like,
I know,
scare
well, I
me
feel,
in the middle
I feel
of the
distanced
night.
Distanced from you.
I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
I have had that thought. Like sometimes when I'm getting dressed, like it'll be like midnight. I'll be getting dressed and I'll be like, "Ooh, I have to hurry up because Jake might like might come through the door. He has a key."
Anytime. I'm like the Santa Claus of this fucking apartment.
Like I already have enough like anxiety and paranoia as it is with my windows, but on top of that, now I have to worry about you potentially coming in and like sneaking in.
Well, you told me a while ago to like tell you when I was here.
Absolutely, because of that situation.
But you had exactly. Just called me, so I felt like I was like, fuck, I should have told her that I was like, oh,
no,
that I'm like here.
I figured.
So
I've been tracking your location for a while.
Oh, good. So you know.
When I text you and I say, where are you or are you at home? That's not.
It's because the answer is yes, you are at home.
I'm not asking you. For you to give me an answer, I'm asking you to see if you're going to be honest or not, because I have your location.
Yeah, that's really good. Thank you for putting me to the test.
My mom will do that sometimes. Like, she'll be like, Nicole, where are you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It is 2 a.m. and I am in bed and I was sleeping. She goes, I checked your location and it says you are running up and down the alley, back and forth.
Back and forth.
And I'm like, oh, mom, so those things are completely accurate?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
And also, why are you checking my location at 2 a.m. when I called you when I got home? Like, I let my mom know. I completely, like, there are some people who are like, well, maybe you. Your parents don't have your location, do they?
No, but they tried to when I was in high school. Do you remember Life 360?
Yeah, well, my mom didn't know about that. Like, immigrant parents don't know about that.
Thank fuck
so.
For that. Like,
thank fuck for that.
No, my parents were so annoying. They were like, I would get a text every week being like, sign, like, make sure you log into Life 360. And I would never do it. And they were like, Jake, we just want to make sure that you're safe. And I'm like, safe from what? I'm going to school. And then I have my after school activities. And then I go right the fuck home. Like,
my mom did not have my location when I was the most deviant of a child, but now that I do not live at home, I am a grown adult paying my own bills. I'm like, mommy, we should have each other's location. Yeah. I have my grandma's location. My grandma does not have my location because she does not need that. Because the second that she learns how to use that and figures out where I am, she's like, Nicole, please, why are you out in Philadelphia at 8 p.m.? People die in Philadelphia. She told me that before. She called me once. I feel like I might have said this on the podcast, but she called me once, like, almost in tears. I already lived in Philly for, like, a year. I think I was, like, re-signing my lease at this point or something. She goes, Nicole, I am really worried. This is all in Polish. She's like, I am really worried. I read on Facebook that, like, 1 million people died in Philadelphia last year.
Last year?
And I'm like, total? And she's like... Yes.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, did it say like causes? She said, no, just death. I'm like, oh, God forbid people die of old age or die in the hospital.
A million people is a shit ton of people.
I don't remember what it was. Also, like, her getting her information from Facebook. And, like, I just have to keep explaining to her. I'm like, Babcha, like, I'm inside. Like, I'm okay. Like, I take precautions. Like, I am safe. Don't you worry. Keep in mind, my grandma, where does she live? In the absolute busiest city in the most
New York City. Where in New York is she?
Brooklyn.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What part?
Well, I'm gonna dox my Babcha.
dox your Babcha.
Not anywhere like where people would know, because Damn. It's like not any of the cool areas.
I want to go live like next to her.
Have you been to my grandma's house?
I'm supposed to for that's right. Well, I wasn't really supposed to, but you guys went for New Year's or something.
Oh, right, you got
uninvited. Yeah.
Yeah, you got uninvited.
They were like, oh, he gay. Don't bring
me. My grandma has asked before when she met you. She goes, does he have a girlfriend? And I'm like, Babcha, I really don't know how to tell you this.
But you know how to tell her it. Why would you say that you don't? You could just say it.
Because I can say it to her and she'll be like, say it in a different language. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, and there's no other word.
For gay?
For gay.
I think in Polish it's gay.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Oh, but you
They
have
made
to,
it easy for
you
us.
You have to add a little bit of flair to it. It's like gay.
Gay?
Like a little question mark.
There are languages like that where you have
Pikmin.
To...
The Pikmin?
I'm...
Can you put it on the screen?
Yeah, I will.
But maybe you might have to blur out the
word. Maybe I will. It's the F slur.
I'm sweating.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing a lot of layers right now.
Yeah, and also, like, I just, like, I'm starting to get hot flashes, like, when I get nervous.
Do you want to take your
sweatshirt
off?
When you said the F word. No, that's so disgusting. I have a boyfriend. My boyfriend's literally here. Don't fucking ask me to take off my clothes when my boyfriend's literally in the other room. Damn.
I'm sorry.
I did watch Barry Keoghan on Hot Ones today.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't understand a fucking word he said. Sorry to all the Irish. Sorry to Ireland. But, like, literally the whole time that he was talking, the guy that you don't like, the host, which I don't know why you don't fucking like him. He's great. Sean Evans.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't like how he has, like, they're, like...
What don't you like about him? You have, like, personal beef with him. Like, Jake has,
Wait,
like,
I don't remember what I said about him. I just remember
with,
not
like,
enjoying...
celebrities or micro-celebrities that he doesn't even know, and to the point where he will block them on social media. So I wouldn't be surprised if you have Sean Evans blocked
I'm gonna get
him.
Into that later, but, like, because I've... I have some announcements to make.
You block more people.
No. I have some announcements to make in regards to my beef with random micro celebrities.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, first, hold on. What was your issue with Sean Evans? You were like, I just don't like that he's bald. I just don't like how he asks the questions. I just don't like how he knows so much information on them. As if he's not, like...
I just feel like his whole thing is, like, very sadistic. And, like, I think he gets
sadistic.
Off. I think he gets off on it.
I don't think he's, like, running the thing himself.
You don't?
No, it's like a business at this point. It's like an enterprise. I don't know. He just asked the questions.
I think he needs to go on his own show and somebody needs to go and ask him.
He eats them the whole time.
I think someone needs to ask him the real questions.
Okay, then maybe we'll have him in the bathtub.
Okay, the number of people...
Sean Evans, why the fuck are you bald? Number two,
are you getting off on this?
Are you a masochist? Yes or no?
Yes or no. No, I don't know. I feel like... I don't remember why I didn't like him. I just remember, maybe it's because, like, he gets to meet all the people that I really want to.
That's my
like
most...
Doja Cat.
Oh, so you're jealous.
Yeah, and you know what? I am. I'm jealous of a lot of people, actually. Jealousy drives me.
You know, like...
I'm a terrible, spiteful human being. Sorry.
We're aware.
Yeah, exactly.
No, believe it. Trust me. Like, we know.
Wait, newsflash. I'm spiteful and terrible.
No, there was...
I'm, like playing with this like it's my favorite.
I am spiteful. Do you see why I wear bandanas all the time now?
This is really nice.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, I feel like if
that
I...
That was my favorite one. So.
I feel like I understand, like, the I'm gonna go buy one, I think.
Okay.
Because I'll wear this to, like, the beach.
You can wear it every day. That's the best part.
I feel like I would need a warmer one for, like, actual winter days, but, like, the one that you got.
Yeah, Adam got me for Christmas, but it just came in the mail now because it came from... Latvia, I think.
Wow. That's far.
It's puffer material and it's like
so can you like clip that into your coat?
Probably.
Wow. Probably. That's really incredible.
Because that was like the metal nipples, like the buttons. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, just buttons, but yeah. No need to say nipple.
I just like my stomach hurts now because I said the word masochist. ever told you about like why I have like such a terrible affiliation with that word, like what it does to me physically?
No, what happened?
Oh my,
who hurt you?
I have never had, like, words don't do that to me. Like, I'm not one of those people who's like, ew, moist, that's disgusting.
Like,
moist,
I'm like, is that disgusting. The word load, ugh.
Oh yeah,
I hate the word load. What did
you say a few minutes ago? You said I am a terrible, spiteful human being.
I am. And the word load, if somebody said that to me while we were like making whoopee, I'd be like, hold up, we have to stop. You okay. Can't say load to
obviously,
me. Like, I'm sorry, when they say, ah, like, take my hot, steamy load, I'm like, ew.
What the fuck? What are you watching?
In that they're porn, saying, sorry.
What are you watching that they're talking like
I'm not
like
watching
that?
Anything.
Okay, sorry, my bad. All right.
I listen.
It's my audiobook.
I'm like,
Nicole listens to her problematic H3 emergency intercom, her little podcast. What's wrong with listening to a little corn as a podcast?
Yeah, what's wrong?
No, when I was in high school, I ended a relationship, and I remember this. It was my mother's birthday. I ended the relationship months ago, but it was my mother's birthday. I remember I was taking a nap. Like, it's like one of those moments where you remember exactly where you are. And I woke up from this nap. I'm still in high school, mind you. I woke up from this nap and I have Twitter beef, which is crazy to have Twitter.
As a high schooler?
As a high schooler. When you have Twitter beef.
With who?
As a high schooler. Well, these people at my high school were so livid with me for ending this relationship. Things that were said that were not true about me.
Yeah.
But this one girl who I knew in passing, like, we were always very cordial with each other, and she just like at me on Twitter. She's like, you're a fucking masochist. And I'm like, oh, I'm so fucking offended. That is the meanest thing that you ever fucking said to me. And also, like, Google, what is masochist? I'm like 16 years old and I'm like,
oh. You're like, no, I'm not.
What the fuck? How dare she say that? Yeah. Google, what is masochist? And I'm
don't come for me.
Not only was I sleepy and drowsy and out of my peaceful slumber, but now I'm scared and I don't know what masochist is. And that was really, really petrifying. So it's not the idea of getting called what the word masochist is. It's the fear that I felt within me of not knowing what a word meant when I got called it for the very first time.
And well, were you?
Was I a masochist?
What does masochist mean?
It means like someone who enjoys like inflicting pain onto others.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a bold claim. I was like, I don't know about all that. Like,
I think, yeah, why not? I enjoy inflicting pain on others. I'm a spiteful and terrible person. Like, I don't.
Yeah, you do look like with the little bottle on your shirt and. And
what about it, and
your babushka like attire, you just like look
like a masochist.
Yeah, it's giving masochist.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I personally identify
as a masochist.
I have
as a masochist, a terrible, awful, spiteful
human being. Yeah.
Sorry, I added I the like awful that, in there.
Oh, it's okay. No, yeah. I've heard it before.
I just felt like it was fitting.
What have you been up to besides being a masochist?
Oh, just like, you know, it's fighting with my doctors. Physically brawling with them.
Have you fought with anybody about Nicki Minaj and
escorted? Yes, people are very mad at me under the Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion video, not because of my stance, which there are people who are angry about my stance, but I just like,
who cares?
That's I don't care.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're gonna be on the wrong side of history. Not you, but them.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. And I'm going to be on the right side of her story. So,
period.
And so, basically, I said in the video, I said, these are Nicki Minaj's alter egos. And I named them all. And then I did, like, the little song that she has. I did Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki the Boss, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said all Roman. That. I don't know why you girls bother at this point. And then whatever. And then I was like, for me, it's just Nicole and Nicki Nasty. And Nicki Nasty's a bitch. I started getting all these comments that were like, I stopped watching when you called Nicki Minaj Nicole. Her name is Annika. Her name
You're
is
like, no, I'm Nicole. You I'm dumbasses. Nicole. What the fuck?
And that was the only comments that bothered me through it, because I was like, oh my God, the comprehension skills of like not being
terrible,
able to like tie in when I said, for me, there is like, and I understand the confusion and all of that. Like, what are the odds that like some bitch is making a video that also goes by Nicki? I know, crazy, but like, you know, it just, it was really, it was crazy to me that people would believe that I have misinformation in any of my videos. And
you would never.
And also that
you would never spread misinformation. If I know anything about you, it's that you are the queen of information, not misinformation. Yes, Gypsy Rose Blanchard did get a BBL 2 days after leaving prison.
Yes, so did Drake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Drake has a BBL.
So what about it?
And what about it?
I would never spread misinformation on the internet.
And I would never clickbait either.
Ever. That's wrong.
I also got comments saying that, like, I need to not let my journalist integrity go. And that...
Girl, journalistic integrity? And you didn't sign an oath?
I shouldn't be biased. If there's one thing about me...
You are fucking biased.
I'm gonna be biased.
Yeah, bitch, are you serious?
I got comments like that were like... Your journalistic integrity. I was like, I never said that I was a journalist. I never said that anything. Do I do a lot of research? Yes. Is the information that I am researching sometimes off of Wikipedia or Reddit.com? Absolutely. And like, I'm not claiming to be the all-knowing, you know?
Her story.
Yeah. Right. If you want to, my therapist said something like really wise to me, and I really like to stick to it.
Okay.
With OCD, you know, there's this thing, you know, she's still gone. Can you believe it?
From OCD?
No, OCD's not gone. You're crazy. My therapist.
Oh.
She's still on knocked leave. Up leave.
Damn.
And so she told me, I don't.
And you've been spiraling ever since.
Like, I know. I started a podcast
when
again.
Will it end?
The podcast restarted.
That all happened within, oh my God, she's been gone a long time.
I know, what the fuck? But anyway. I told her, I was like, I have this very big issue with not knowing what is the truth and not knowing what is like real or what is
right.
What is fake, and like what are things that I made up in my head and what are things that are like true, like what is the true reality. And you know, she explained to me, she's like, there is technically no like real true reality. Like everything is in the perception of one's own. Like there is no technical right or wrong when it comes to like perception of things, like a math equation, yes, but like in terms of like how you feel and what has happened,
right.
That is all up for interpretation and each person individual reality.
Yeah.
And I took that and ran with it. And I go, oh, this happened in my reality. This happened in my universe.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I'm just, guys.
I love that your therapist is an enabler.
Right, if you have an issue with the way that I conduct things and the misinformation that I spread, take it up with my therapist, because I'm just like trying to have good mental health.
You know what? I am really desperate for, like, the feeling of what's it called, imposter syndrome,
a warm embrace from a mother's touch.
Yeah.
I was a
father's touch.
You want that?
No, I thought that was what you wanted.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, fuck you.
When Jake's dad gives me a high five, I think I talked about this on the podcast before. When Jake's dad gives me a high five, or Adam's dad, like, said, good job, and gave me a fist bump, like, that small physical touch was enough to, like break heal. Down something within me. Like, heal, not all the way, but, like, it really did something to me.
It's on the mend.
What are you searching for again? Whose touch are you searching for?
I'm searching for... imposter syndrome.
Imposter touch?
Like, I would love to feel imposter syndrome.
You don't?
I've never felt imposter syndrome. I'm talking...
You're like, I deserve everything that comes to me.
All projects that I've been a part of, I have, like, felt like, no matter what level they are, not this, but, like...
This is a project to you?
Professional. Yeah,
this is not a project. This is the stupidest thing to be, like, our project that we're working on. Oh, yeah, me and my friend have a project. This is my passion project.
What's worse, calling this work or calling this a project? Like, what do you want? No, but like, I never feel...
I thought that this was a play date.
This is a play date. Yeah. This was dress up today.
Yeah.
Literally, when we were getting ready, I was like, why are we playing dress up right now? No, but I don't know how... You ever feel imposter syndrome?
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
Okay, well, that's different. You're like successful. As someone who's not successful, I'm like... At any point in my career,
you are successful.
In what?
You are literally doing the things that you want to be doing.
I know, but wouldn't it be nice if I felt like these things were bigger than me?
No, that's not a good feeling.
No, because, I would love that. Because like, I want once to feel like that.
You're in the process of the climb of it all. Like, you are literally...
Oh, thank you, Miley Cyrus.
You are in the process. Do you remember Sienna May?
Who's Sienna May?
Sienna May, the girl on TikTok who used to be like... Hey guys, this is my natural stomach right now. And she would turn to, like, the side, and she would just, like, have, like, a normal stomach.
No, and then, I don't know her.
And then she would be like, squirrel time. And she'd be like...
That's kind of fun. But I then, like her.
Yeah, well...
That's what the video
hold
was?
Hold on. No, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like her.
And then she, like, was like... She released this merch line where it said, it meant to be body positive, but the clothing all said, have you eaten today? Did you eat today?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, no, that's not.
And then the last part isn't funny, but she, like, sexually assaulted Jack Wright.
Who's you know, Jack Wright?
The blonde one who, like, dressed up as Jeffrey Dahmer that one time. And he kind of looks like that one guy from Ross, like, Ross Lynch. And then he has another older brother.
No, I know. I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, you know what? That's because you did not watch Straight TikTok. when they were true. At the peak of Straight TikTok, you were...
Who's at the peak of Straight TikTok
now? You were
now?
Listening to, take my hot steaming load. So, you know what?
Who's at the peak of Straight TikTok now? Because I'll tell you who it is. I know who it is.
I think it's me.
You?
Yeah, you think you're on peak Straight TikTok?
I think I know who is at the top of it right now.
Who?
Pookie.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about Pookie.
But she's at the top of Straight TikTok. That couple.
You heard what he did, right?
No, but you know what? Whatever you're about to say, not fucking surprising. Not fucking surprising.
There's this couple, long story short. Someone commented on the podcast episode of last time that I should get checked out for ADHD because of the way that, like, my mind bounces from things to things, and also the way that, like, the conversations that we have, and then also because of, like, my dopamine falling whenever I finish a project and then I get depressed. Like, that's all symptoms of ADHD.
Really?
I want everyone to know that, like, my therapist thought so too, and then we both decided it's not my business and it's better not to know right now.
That has been a
decision both of us have made. But additionally, I think someone needs to understand this is how we always talk with one another.
Yeah, somebody asked, real question, is this sped up to us? And I don't know. Like, to me, I feel like when I listen to the podcast, we're talking slow.
I think so, too. I'm but like, then, God, dead that, air.
That's because when I edit it, I, like, put it on, like, the double speed to listen to it. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're like firecrackers.
And then say occasional. Like, over and over again. Backtrack.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
ADHD, Pookie, what did Pookie do? There's this couple. There's this couple together on TikTok. There's this guy who, like, calls his, like, girlfriend Pookie all the time.
And he's like Pookie's looking absolutely fire or something. I haven't even seen him say that, but everybody keeps saying that he says that.
Apparently, he put in his prenup for his ex-wife that she needed to get, like, plastic surgery. Like, he put that within the prenup or something.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Okay, so concluding Pookie, concluding Sienna May. concluding, you're on the climb. Oh, this is how I have to think to myself. Like, it's literally have to go through the motions. I'm like, okay, Pookie. Okay.
It's like a lovely little, like, tree.
What? How I think?
Yeah, with, like, its branches.
And the worst is if I forget one of the branches, and then I'm like, stop.
And like, how do we get here?
Start, like, slamming my head against the wall.
Yeah, that gets scary. But I just cut all that stuff out.
I know. Yeah. And then also, like, me holding, like, my hand around your neck. I'm like, tell me right now what I said. You weren't listening to me.
And then you have to go back into the footage and look.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But thankfully, you cut that out.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
I would
for
never
that.
Put it in there.
You're in the climb right now of your career, which I, like, you know, everyone says, not to be cliche, and you're obviously going to hate this because you're going to be like, Nicole, like, shut the fuck up. Like, that's easy for you to say because you're doing what you want to do. But, like, you know how everyone's like, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey or whatever. But, like, you are quite literally in the process of that, of, like, the hard part of. Of your
girl, where's the destination?
Why don't you? Fucking, I would love why, to have. Why don't you I would be love more to clear and not so elusive about I'm what not, you're even talking about.
I can't speak on it. I'm pulling Enya. I can't speak on it.
My word is sacred. No, my tongue is sacred. I do not.
I speak what's on my mind.
Yeah, I speak what's on my mind.
That's really the voice that she did for it.
Do not reply or something.
Do not comment on my body.
This is the second time we're talking about that song.
Reply.
What did you think of the Grammys?
Why do you care so much? Who's dick guy?
I ride.
Why?
You're not going to talk about your... Hold on, before we get to the Grammys, you're not going to talk about your journey, your career journey? Feeling imposter syndrome?
Well, like, I just feel like every time I've been a part of something recently, like, it's always, like rose-colored glasses, and then it's not. Like for once, I would love to be like, I cannot believe I'm here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I thought that this was going to be that time. Mm-hmm. And then it just ended up not being, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How I yearn for the feeling of being like, damn, I don't belong here.
But imagine how good that's going to feel when you actually get there.
You're so right.
Or when your expectations are maybe lowered, and then how good it's going to be. But also at the same time, I got told that a lot growing up that like my...
Sorry.
I got told that a lot growing up that my expectations were too high because you know how people would always like say, especially growing up, like, all right, have low expectations so that you're not disappointed if it doesn't happen, and then you're really excited if it does happen.
Yeah.
I did the opposite. I was like,
I'm going to fucking bring my expectations through the fucking roof.
I always
so that when it doesn't happen, I get really depressed.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, yes. Yes.
But then also so that my expectations for my future self are even higher and I know exactly what I want. I don't know. And I still live like that. Like my expectations for everything. I mean, I'm reasonable, but what, am I boring?
Are you boring?
Yeah.
No.
I feel your thumbs. I know your thumbs are.
I'm bleeding.
Are you actually? Oh my God, you are. Jesus Christ. What is wrong? You didn't even have your fingers in your mouth. Okay, well, don't do that. Oh my God. Anyway, his iron levels are beautiful. So
I'm always bloodletting. I don't know what people like. Like, because of my fingers. No, I accidentally got blood on my pants.
Oh.
My nice pants. It's okay. It's honestly looks kind of cool. But I'm always bloodletting. That's why I don't get sick very much.
You get sick all the fucking time. You just texted me the other day and said, I can't hang out. I'm sick. No, I would always have, like, very high expectations. Stop sucking your finger into the mic. You're like... So, I always just had very high expectations about everything, and then I would not allow myself to be, like... I don't know, I just won't allow, like, my expectations to be lowered and then just be like, oh, well, then I'm not disappointed, because I think that has helped me in long term, because I keep myself, my expectations set high. Are you okay?
Well, no, it's okay. We'll just move on. What did you think of the Grammys?
I thought I watched it because I turned on YouTube and I looked it up because I don't have cable.
I thought you watched it.
I thought I watched it and I was like, boring. And it was like all people like winning like classical music awards and stuff.
Oh.
I think I watched the pre-show by accident.
That's probably what happened.
I think I watched that. And so I have...
Were you like sitting there like, woo, yeah!
Right. I was like... Oh. I'm like that excited about this. I was also like furiously editing the Megan and Nikki video.
Oh right.
So
was that happening at the same time?
Yeah, and it came out that night.
Let's also talk about that. You filmed that, edited it, and uploaded it.
I scripted
all
it
in like 3 hours
and edited it. That was insane of me, but quite truly, like, it's because I had a migraine the day before.
Yeah.
And there's only so much that I can do. Like okay. We should have a segment for my health updates. Because
okay, yeah.
My mother loves to tell me, she goes, Nicole, like, you have to get your health together. Like, you have to get it together because it is not good. I think I'm one of the healthiest people that I know. I think I'm very healthy.
Yeah,
and she's like, you're just like, you have so many diagnoses. And I'm like, it's not about that. It's just that I like answers. Like, That's
fair, yeah.
I don't think I am this
part ill. Part of health is knowing.
Right, part of health is knowing. Do I maybe have like some chronic illnesses? Yes, but like part of
well, yes.
But I'm always actively working on those, and I don't see myself as ill. Therefore, I just feel better, and I also run myself to the ground a lot.
You what?
I run myself to the ground a lot.
Oh, run yourself to the
ground. What did you think I said?
Rub yourself.
I rub myself. Yeah, I
rub myself on the ground a lot. I was like, what?
I love it. No, I have migraines. And so, like, that happens. Doesn't? No, a lot of people don't get
ocular migraines?
No, thankfully not. Very rarely.
Mine are always ocular migraines. And I can tell that they're coming because my vision starts getting spotty. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to start getting a migraine soon. And so I have to, like, head home wherever I am.
It's, from what people have told me about, like, ocular migraines and, like, them getting certain auras, like, in their migraine, I don't think I get those. Because, like, based off of, like, what, do my eyes hurt like hell? Yes, but it has never affected my vision. Like, some people are like, I go blind when I get migraines. And I'm like, yeah, I need to be in a dark room, but I don't go blind.
That's what happens to me.
That's terrifying. But like some people don't have migraines or never have had one before, or like only have had like one in their, I think Adam has only had like one in his life.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
wow.
Anyway,
I can't imagine.
I got one randomly cause I got my period. And so I was like, oh my God, this is so.
I love how you say randomly and then immediately give like the cause.
That's not normal for me.
I got one randomly because of my period.
That's not normal for me to get one because of my
really?
Period.
Really?
No.
Wow. If you told me that you get migraines from your period, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
No, and also that's like a really bad sign. But anyway. Really? Yeah, you just shouldn't.
Oh, wow.
It's not a good sign if you're repeatedly getting migraines in general.
Yeah.
Like if there's a cycle to it, that's out. Right.
Yeah.
So then as well, my period last month was really bad and I thought that I had ovarian cysts and I like rushed to get an ultrasound and everything just for them to be like, actually, like there's nothing in here. There's not even a uterus in here. Like everything is just like disappeared.
Really? So,
yeah, that's a conversation for
and you're like, wow, that's why I'm feeling so much lighter.
Right.
And airier recently. I have hollowness.
And what do you call me sometimes? Baron.
Baron. That sounds so terrible.
It calls me Baron
sometimes. I don't call you. Well, I've called you Baron like once or twice.
That's not true.
Okay, I said it.
No, but I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
This needs to be the last time that I went to go see my family doctor because I cannot keep talking shit about my family doctor in my YouTube videos, on TikTok, in a podcast episode, because at this point, with the way that she treats me,
I can't believe you go back.
I didn't have good insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. So my options were extremely limited.
Yeah.
Like my options were severely limited. So on top of that, like it just worked out because it doesn't matter. But the whole point is that
it matters.
She treats me that way because she has seen my videos for a fact. And she's like, this girl is a bitch. Like, I'm going to treat her poorly. That must be it. Because why does she talk to me the way that she does? I don't think that's actually true. I don't think that.
You think she thinks you're a bitch?
I don't think her as a doctor has time to like watch my videos. But I don't get that from your videos.
I get that from real life.
You're like, I think this girl is annoying. But
yeah, and like awful. And like, and a spiteful and hateful person. Right.
Anyway, I told her. I said to her, I was like, hey, girly, so I had these really, really awful periods these last few times. This is what happened to me. I was like, I really, really would love to go get a blood test. And she's like, oh, yes. Yeah, something's wrong with your hormones then. If you're like experiencing like this cycle of like really bad period, potential like ovarian cyst, right. And then really bad period and migraine. I go, yeah, something's off. Yes, I agree. I'm like, so should I get like a hormone test? She goes, oh no, we don't do that for your age. And I'm like,
oh,
okay. And I'm like,
what age would they do that?
Oh, when you're in the fucking grave, I guess, from like ovarian cancer. Oh my God. I'm like, right, but no, I was like, and I try to advocate for myself. Me advocating for myself is please. And so I'm like, no, you don't understand. My mom had, she had the lady cancer.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, yeah, she was like, no, we don't do that. And I was like, so damn. I can't get my estrogen tested or anything. She goes, nope, like we can't do that. Anyway, I already knew I should have not done that. Then she's like, asked me about my sleep. She's like, are you getting enough sleep per night? The question was, do you get 4 to 6 hours of sleep per night? And I was like, well, I think that's a bad amount. I was like, 4 to 6 doesn't sound like enough. But anyway, I was like, I'm not sleeping enough if that's what you're asking me. I was like, I have nightmares.
4 to 6 is actually insane.
Yeah. That's how much I slept in high school.
Yeah.
And then I like wondered why I don't remember any of those years of my life because I was walking through life completely, probably malnourished. Zombified. And like have.
Same.
Yeah, it was bad.
Same. But guys, if you're in high school, don't stay up just to like talk to a boy.
You talk to boys in high school?
Yeah, one very specific boy. and I would stay up till like 2 a.m. to talk to him. Like
and he didn't like
him.
You back?
I know. Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, I don't mean that in a mean way, but like staying up until 2 a.m. to text you if he didn't like you. No, I'm saying like why would you do that for someone else if you don't like them? That's why I'm saying he probably did like you.
I think that he was already staying up. I was just like matching that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's a loser.
A loser.
Oh, so he's a loser who doesn't care about his sleep hygiene.
Exactly.
No, I just had this
who doesn't care about his sleep hygiene. You're right, because only losers don't care about their sleep hygiene.
I told my doctor, I was like, I really give a fuck about my sleep hygiene. I was like, I'm telling you, like, I read a book before bed. I like do not have any access to blue light. I'm drinking sleepy time tea. Like I was like, I'm doing all the things. I was like, I've been offered gabapentin before. Gabapentin, which is the medicine that they give to dogs and cats when they get nervous.
You and Tucker can like go on the same meds.
Wait, so you do have gabapentin in your house?
No.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. He's not actually on gabapentin.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay, sorry.
I might have some leftover from Cowboy getting
stomach problems.
Yes, and neutered. So I'm gonna pop that 20 milligram gabapentin or whatever the hell it is. No, I need it. I told my psychiatrist told me before, he's like, we can prescribe you gabapentin to see if that'll help you sleep. And I was like, all right. You know who talks about gabapentin a lot? Tana Mojo. She pops that like their Tic Tacs. She really? Loves gabapentin. You know who else loves gabapentin? My mother. And so all these people in my life, aka the people in my life, Tana Mojo,
and your mom,
who is not in my life, Tana Mojo and my mom,
who's are not like, in my life. Jake,
I needed to clarify that. Who's not in my life, but I'm like, I think I need to try gabapentin because this is like starting to ruin my life. I'm getting
no sleep. Influenced by Tana Mojo.
Can you fucking believe?
Yeah, that's crazy.
She made me buy skinny tea. She made me buy.
She did?
No, I'm just joking.
I was like, you bought skinny tea?
You're like, Nicole, that's on you now.
Yeah,
like,
that's really on you. You believe that shit.
But no, and so I was like, I really, really would like to try that actually because I think that would actually help me with sleeping. I'm not sleeping at all. And my doctor just looks at me. Keep in mind, my family doctor is very beautiful. Like, she is a very beautiful woman. Like, this is what she looks like on the weekends. She is that bitch who's riding around with a handkerchief. Don't say fucking aw.
Yeah, well, I know what she says and next.
Sunglasses, her like little chihuahua. Like, she's like a skinny mini and she's like super tight and fit. A skinny mini. Beautiful hair, like she's a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. She looks at me immediately where I was like, I really would like to try gabapentin, and she looks me in the eye and she goes, no, you'll gain weight. And I'm like, and what about it? Let me, give it to me, I want to sleep. And she just,
did she call you a fatty?
Yeah, she looked at me, she goes, no, you fat fatty. You can't get gabapentin, you fatty.
I saw a video where a guy was like, I know it's really bad to say, but it's just so fun to say fatty.
Fatty. I only quote that because of Trisha Paytas.
Does she say that?
She said that to Ethan Klein because she was...
yes.
Fatty.
He lost a lot of weight.
Eat it all. Fatty. Fatty. Apparently people are thinking that like she called him out for like using Ozempic. My whole entire Reddit form, I've done this.
I get H3 Reddit.
Do you?
I don't. I didn't join it. It just shows up on my on my for Reddit page.
My for Reddit. Yeah, exactly. That's how I know about Tana Mojo popping gabapentin because she's on my for Reddit page. No, I.
Brookie's Cookies is mine too.
Brookie's Cookies.
Yeah, is that weird? Like I've never even watched that.
Yeah. While I do cardio, the only thing that keeps my mind off of cardio and like keeps me going if I don't have any content to consume is to just like. Okay, this is another problematic thing about me. My Spotify Wrapped is going to be absolutely fucked.
Why?
I listen to so much Azealia Banks. It's going to be
212 will be on my top 100.
No,
sure.
I'm going to play you some songs later. Like, you're going to be like, maybe I'm an Azealia Banks fan. I listen to Azealia Banks fan, and I'm scrolling through my Reddit. So all I see is, like, Tana Mojo takes a lot of gabapentin. Oh, Trisha Paytas accused Ethan Klein of taking Ozempic. Oh, my God, the Ozempic accusations. Like, all about that. That's, like, my whole entire feed. Oh, and then pancorn. About, pan-corn. Like, people using up their makeup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well... I personally love Azealia Banks.
Okay, you cannot say that.
Why?
When this is on my channel, this gets up.
What's wrong? What's wrong with
Azealia
Banks?
She's like killed chickens.
Oh, whatever.
And I think she said some like very awfully like racist things. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that sucks.
But is 212 a good song? 212 is a great song.
Wait, no, I can't leave this in because then she's gonna like. Well, actually, maybe.
You think you're important this enough for Azealia Banks to put a hex on you?
I fucking hope. I hope. I want her to do that. I want to be like the next choice of on to
oh,
her.
Oh, yeah, she
Remember
did
when
say
she
that.
Killed him?
Oh, yeah, she
like,
did say that.
Like, literally just like fucking murdered him on social media.
Who was it that she said, are you ready to die? Who was it? Was it Nicki Minaj?
It wasn't actually Nicki Minaj.
No, but she said someone, blah, 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 are you ready to die? I know it's
Elon
not.
Elon Musk.
Hold the whole Grimes thing. It's so sad. Like, rest in peace, Grimes. I've been really sad about that.
Someone said, RIP Grimes. You would have loved Grimes.
Did you just read that off your phone right now?
No.
Oh. I just can't tell where your eyes are because you're wearing sunglasses.
I know. I've been looking at your boobs the whole time.
What the fuck? I can't do anything around here. Guess what? The people probably watching are staring at my boobs the whole time, too. My boobs really being down here, like, below where the tub is.
No, that's where your nipple are. Your nipple are.
My nipple are here. My nipple one are nipple not here. Here. Azealia Banks, are you ready to die? I think that's it.
Oh, that's it? That's what, just what she wrote?
Oh, I think...
I think people are just, like, putting random shit under it then.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God! It's true, though.
Damn.
Wait. I was gonna say something. Oh, I... Speaking of that, I actually, like, fully had a dream the other night speaking where I died.
What? Dying?
What? Yeah, speaking of dying, I actually fully had a dream the other night where I, like, died.
Okay, Anne, I have a dream like that every night. No, multiple.
Because, like, I truly believe that I was dying. My car spun off of, like, an exit ramp that, like, went onto, like, the side of a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I was like, oh, I'm safe. And then the tree broke or whatever. And then the car, like, goes down. And I remember I, like, snapped my back and I saw the fucking light, bitch.
Damn.
I literally saw the light and I woke up like this. That's not even a joke. I literally had a dream where I died. I've never, that's never experienced that before.
So there's like four things now, I think, at this point.
Okay.
That my eyes start to glaze over at. Number one.
When someone explains their dreams.
When Jake tries to explain board games to me. When someone tries to give me directions. What was the third thing that was like recently added?
I don't know. The board game directions are definitely like a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Or like board and card games.
Who knows what the third one is? My eyes glazed over. And the fourth one is when people explain to me their dreams.
Which is so mean because you explain your dreams all the time.
Because they're traumatic to me. And they,
yeah, mine was traumatic too, bitch. I snapped my back in half and I died.
You're fine now. You're here. You're clearly here.
Oh my God. I really thought I died. I really did. I really truly was like, I'm seeing Jesus right now. I did. That needs
to be clipped. You like start to believe again because of your dream.
I'm a born again Christian. Yeah. Because I fucking thought that. Jared today asked me, or was it yesterday? He was like, I was like, what are you watching?
Jared is Jake's brother.
Oh, my little brother. Yeah. I was like, he's watching something on his laptop. I was like, it's something animated. I was like, what are you watching? He's like, Moses.
Sorry, I'm sorry. And I'm so sorry. Like, I'm okay.
No, but it gets worse because he goes, did you want to sit and watch with me? And I was like, no, none of that shit is real.
You said that to him? Yeah. What'd he say?
He was like, damn.
Aww. I've been seeing him. He's on, is he like being very like, is he on a spiritual like arc? Because, or is, he's I'm always sorry, been. Not his spiritual arc. No, he's even more on his religious, I don't mean to say.
Why? Because his stories are like,
bullshit
are like,
in Jesus. A way to like thank demean. Jesus. I'm saying bullshit like, oh, she's on her bullshit. Like, is he on his religion bullshit? Yeah. Because he's getting baptized soon?
Oh my God, yeah, he's getting baptized soon. I invited Nicole. He doesn't know that you're going to come.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love surprising Jake's family for things. It's gonna be really fun. I surprised you, your dad at his 60th birthday party. And your brother's birthday. His 30th birthday party. And now your brother's baptism.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
Hell yeah. Oh my God.
I can't wait.
What can I wear?
I don't know. Probably this.
Something very comfortable.
We should wear these.
Okay.
We should. Honestly, it would be very funny.
Is it at a church?
Yeah, it's at the church that I grew up going to.
So what, do they have a tub?
Yeah, and we're going to take a video.
Have you gotten baptized?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Because, this is what Nicole said. When I said, are you going to come to my little brother's baptism?
Uh-huh.
She was like, wasn't he already baptized when he was a baby? And I was like, actually, like, the literal point of being a Baptist Christian is that you believe that you cannot be baptized as a baby. Like, you need to, like, fully believe things and be, like, an adult.
And I said, if you are Baptist, then why can't you just baptize him? Like, if you guys are all Baptists, you guys should all be able to, like, have the role of a Baptist. We tried.
I told you. But then the water evaporated.
Right. You're right.
He was too, like, the hell was coming out of him.
Right.
So hard.
Well, what's going to happen this time?
I think that they're using like a really they're using a special blend. It's like Gatorade Glacier Freeze flavor. So
they're putting Prime Energy.
Prime Energy, yeah. It's coconut water.
They're putting Prime into
baptizing him in Prime.
If you got baptized, it would be yerba mate and the Coca Cola poppies.
Yeah,
the Olipops or whatever you like some more.
Oh, yum!
If I got baptized, it'd be kombucha.
Oh, that would be
and
nice.
And matcha. Kombucha.
Kombucha would burn.
That would.
You would like literally. You'd honestly, be like, ow, my
vagine.
My vagine.
My vagina.
Talk about a weird pH balance.
They might be the same level of pH.
You think you have kombucha puss?
I know I got kombucha
puss. I have SCOBY. My puss makes SCOBY. It's not a yeast infection. It's my SCOBY.
Right. That's what girls have to do. That once a month, they have to take the SCOBY out of their...
Is that how they make?
What?
Kombucha.
Yeah.
Out of girl SCOBY.
That's why it's like technically like not vegan.
Why
because
are we,
it's like
farming women for everything?
That's
like
what I'm
milk
saying.
Milk production, their fucking discharge for bleach, and your SCOBY.
I know. The little floaty things that you see at the bottom of kombucha when you buy like GT Dave's kombucha at the store, like
that's your endometrium lining.
That can literally be your fucking neighbor's lining. It could be your mother's lining. It could be your sister's. It could be your girlfriend's. Wow. Like, and
have you ever taken your endometrium lining and like blown it up like a balloon later?
So you think that it's, oh,
you shed it in one, have you ever shed it in one piece and blown it up like a balloon?
Have you ever chewed on it like this?
It's like Silly Putty. Did you chew on Silly Putty as a kid?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was really delicious.
Yeah, I bet you did, you fucking Silly Putty chewer. You look like you're fucking
chewing. You look like someone who used to chew on Silly Putty. You look like somebody who actively chews on Silly Putty.
I used to chew a lot of fucked up things. Like, I would chew on...
Well, I had non-toxic oral fixation for a very long time. Like you know how that happens when you're a kid?
Like smoking cigarettes as a kid?
Yeah, that oral fixation.
Pacifier, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I went from pacifier to Juul, like... really fast.
Oh, I never did the Juul. I only did acoustic tobacco.
Acoustic tobacco.
I only did acoustic
Zin.
Nicotine.
No, I'm a Zin girl. You know Zin?
No, I saw a whole thing of people on TikTok being like, oh, I'm trying to get my baby to stop like using the pacifier and stuff. Like, it's really difficult to get her to stop using it. And all these comments were like people being like, oh, I remember what my mom did. My mom threw my pacifier out into the woods. Or my mom put like... lemon juice on my pacifier and told me that like something peed on it and like then I never want to put it in my mouth again.
That's just feeding into your child's like future piss kink. So that's not gonna work.
It was another thing that they were like, someone's mom was like, oh no, a mommy dog asked for the pacifier for her baby dog, and so I had to give your pacifier away. And like, that's so sweet. How do these people fucking remember what their parents
said to
them?
I don't remember shit.
But I remember these kids are all like 9 online, so it just happened like 2 years ago.
Yeah, when they threw out their pacifier at the age of 7.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, you didn't stop your...
I did. I stopped my pacifier.
At 7?
No, at like 2, because I'm like a normal kid.
You didn't stop at 7?
No. Did you stop at 7?
No, I wouldn't stop at 7. I stopped a lot earlier than that.
Good. Good. I need to tell... Wait, I really need to address this, because this is important. Koopa Ganza, because everybody was so fucking pissed. Listen. So many of these responses were fake.
Oh.
And I can tell because somebody said that they had a 60-pound shit.
We need to explain what Koopa Ganza is.
Okay, Koopa Ganza is the unofficial annual competition to see where you weigh your poops for a week by picking them up out of the toilet and putting them onto a food scale.
Yeah, because that's what you had.
That's how I did it. Okay? I'm not weighing my entire body. That's so toxic. And basically, all you needed to do was take all your 6 days of your first poop of the day.
And get the mean.
The average.
Yes.
The mean, yeah. Ooh, good job.
Thank you.
But I also asked what the heaviest poop you had was. Okay, so I'm going to go through that.
I personally did not involve myself in that. I'm having really bad IBS issues. I'm going through, like, you know, a lot of stress and the trauma of my doctor looking me in the face and saying, no, you can't have medication. You're going to gain weight. I don't need to know how much I weigh. I'm beautiful regardless of what size I am. I don't know anything about that. But just know that my heaviest shit may or may not have been 11 pounds.
There's no way. If you pooped 11 pounds, I'm sorry, like, you lost your intestines. No, a lot of people said, listen, I'm not counting any answers that were over, like, 10 pounds. Like, that's insane.
Okay, all right.
Ready? Okay, yeah. So, congratulations to Chloe. Because she's the only person with, like, a real name on here.
You're not gonna share what her numbers?
Her heaviest poop, she won for heaviest poop, in my opinion, because everybody else that has a heavier poop is lying. But also she, all the somebody's name was Poop Master 69.
Okay, they've done it before.
they've done it before. She had a 4.27 pound poop.
Damn. Damn.
Good job, Chloe.
That was her heaviest?
That was her heaviest.
What was her average?
Her average was 2.69.
All right, let's fucking go.
Good for her. You beat me.
Let's go.
Because that week I had a struggle to poop. Here's my... Wait.
You are the epitome of an old fucking woman. You have a... You have the scarf on, you have the sunglasses on, and you have a sweaty little napkin in your hand that you hold at all times because my grandma always has a damp little napkin in the clench of her fist. And I'm like, throw that the fuck away. That's been there since 1992.
I need it to wipe my sweat away and my tears and my nose. Well, she beat me because my average was only 1.34 pounds. I know. Well, and I didn't poop on Friday. Because I didn't have a scale for my poop the Friday. I pooped in New York. but my heaviest was 2.3 pounds.
Do you get sad, like, pooping in a different state?
Congratulations, Chloe.
Congrats, Chloe.
Congrats, Chloe. You won. Chloe, no last name. Nobody put their fucking last name.
Well, I just don't know if we should, like, dox people out here. That's, like, you can get a lot of people's information like that by knowing their first name, their last name, and their poop. Their poop.
How heavy their heaviest poop was.
Yeah.
I believe 4.27 pounds, though.
4.27.
That's a big poop. Good for you.
Yeah, but you know what also makes me worry is that, like, there's some weight to liquid and pee as well. And you're
What? No, like, but...
Like, I'm saying...
The whole thing with picking it up and putting it on the food scale.
On his food scale.
Remember?
Yeah.
I guess there is pee, though, involved.
Do you get sad, like, when you, when you, like, poop in a different state and you're like, oh, I left, like, a remnant of me here.
Yeah.
Or, like, a piece of me here.
No, I don't think it's sad. I think it's beautiful.
I went to the gym the other day.
You are a piece of me.
And I had a tuft of Clementine's fur on my, like, pants. And
Tuft?
Like, yeah, like, a little piece of her fur.
Oh, like, is that what they call, like, a bushel of, like, of the fruit Clementine's?
No.
That's why I'm so confused.
Clementine, my cat.
Of Clementine's.
And so I, like, took her fur off and, like, put it on the ground. And I was, like, this close to picking it back up and putting it in my bag. Because I was like, wait, this is, like, awful.
You're fucking deranged.
No, I was like, sorry. That's so, like, terrible that, like, she's just gonna get swept up and put in the trash, and there's gonna be other people who, like, might step on this and drag
weird.
This around. And then I, like, realized in that moment, like, in that very moment where I had trouble letting go of something as simple as Clementine's fur, and I was, like, considering hoarding it, that I was like, my therapist needs to come back.
Yeah, from, like, bad
from maternity
that is messed up
immediately. I didn't act upon it, but I really did think about it.
I'm proud of you. You resisted your compulsion.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I really fucking did, because I really did almost put that back in my backpack.
That's,
and I
was so,
like,
messy.
I need a piece of you. And then I was like, you watch things like on.
You did it. You're like, what have I done?
Yeah. You watch, like, hoarders on TLC and people who, like, literally can't. Like, there's people who collect their cat's poop in bags, or, like, yeah, they shit and like, they can't get rid of it. But, like, the most gnarliest things, and you're like, how could it get this bad? But all it starts with is someone not being able to leave their cat's fur at the fucking gym because they feel bad about it and have to put it in their bag. That's where it fucking starts. And it's people like me.
So it's you. You're admitting you're going to be a hoarder.
I do have hoarding in my family.
Whoring in your family?
I do have hoarding in my family. I do have whoring and do have hoarding.
Horror, buried alive.
That'd be a good, that'd be a really good thing for, like, Drag Race.
Horrors buried alive.
Yeah, like,
that would be good.
Or even better for Dragula.
Oh, yeah. They would bury people alive. They've done it.
I told Jake the other day. Oh, we used to, like,
oh
never
my God,
finished
you said it
up.
In the Polish way.
What?
Jake. I told Jake. Jake.
My mom called me earlier, and I'm like, Mom, I have to go. Like, Jake is coming over soon. And she goes, well, Jake is not there yet. So, anyway. I told Jake the other day, we never finished, like, my medical, like, you know, segment.
Oh, go ahead.
Here. I found out, like, my heart, I'm having...
Oh, yeah.
My, like, left valve, like, the valve in
your
my
atrial.
Heart. My atrial.
That's what you said.
My left atrial is enlarged. It's really fucking big.
God forbid anybody gets like your address or something. Like, nobody cares about that. It's you violate HIPAA every day. You violate your own fucking privacy.
That's not what HIPAA is.
You violate your own privacy. Don't bother going to search for Nicole's fucking records or whatever. Like, you'll find this is all you need. The podcast. Go
I'll
ahead.
I'll give it all. Yeah. But my valve is too big, and so like I was talking to you and I was like, how do you feel about that?
Valve is too big. Do you remember that? My spoon is too big.
Are you referring to Ayo Edebiri? Like, go on.
Is that how you say her name?
Ayo
Edebiri.
Edebiri.
No, because Edebiri? She said it differently. Edebiri. And then, but everybody's been saying Ayo Edebiri, and it's not that.
It's Ayo. Ayo. And this is now the second time on this podcast that I have fucked up her last name pronunciation. But I know for a fact her first name is Ayo. No, it is.
No, because
I should learn.
Because
I should learn.
The Emmys called her Ayo.
No, it's Ayo.
I know, but the Emmys called her Ayo. Like everybody keeps fucking it up. And then on SNL, she said her own name, and I went, damn.
No.
Emmys fucked it up.
Are you talking about the thing where she goes, I'm bisexual?
That's not, like, that. I'm talking about SNL, yes, but I'm not talking about that skit.
What are you talking?
Her monologue, she said, I'm Ayo Edebiri or something.
No, but you said something different before.
The
Emmys.
Said
something with a spoon.
My spoon is too big.
Yeah. What is that from?
It's like an old video. Do you remember like Charlie the Unicorn and stuff? It was like from back then. And then he went, I'm a banana.
No. Okay. Doesn't ring a bell.
Jesus
my Christ. Valve is too big. Oh, you unlocked my final secret. Oh, what was her final secret?
I'm a bisexual.
And what?
I don't remember.
That she could sing.
He was like, I'm not even a real hypnotist. Anyway, continue your story. What happened with your left
neutral? The devil may come back in the form of a hypnotist.
We should get hypnotized.
You do not have my consent.
Do you believe in hypnotism?
I don't think it's like a matter of like if I believe in it or not. Like, it's just like they exist. Like, what do you want me to do about it?
Do you think it's real?
Like, I'm sure.
Do you think you are capable of getting hypnotized?
In my reality, yeah, I would actually fucking like to be hypnotized. I would like to go to like.
Can you be happier hypnotized?
Probably.
Okay.
What was I talking about?
Your left atrial.
Oh, my atrial is too big. So my left atrial is too fucking big, and I tell Jake that, and I'm like, "How do you feel about that? Like, you know, that's like, you should probably like count your days with me."
Yeah.
And
from that moment, I started like planning your memorial video.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which I've been planning for a while.
I'm like telling him like all these things about like how, you know, we need to start end of life care because my left atrial is like way too fucking big.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jake immediately like ignores that and just tells me about Drake's dick.
I said, have you seen his left atrial? It's also big.
His left atrial is probably bigger than yours.
Also, his left leaning atrial.
I will say, that is very sad if it got leaked, but
it did get leaked. What do you mean if it got leaked?
No, if it was actually him, we looked together. Yeah, I don't think it was together. If it was actually him,
mm-hmm.
Like, that is a very sad situation.
What do you mean if it was actually him? It was very much a picture of him.
It's not a picture, Jake. That's how I know that you didn't look at it. Yeah, the video.
I mean, I looked at a picture of the video. You think I want to watch him, like, wagging that thing around?
That seems like your favorite pastime.
That's
if you're gonna listen to
him in the thumbnail, us like this, and then Drake and his penis in
no
the middle.
We cannot do that.
No, we're not gonna do that, obviously.
That's awful.
Not. That's terrible.
His
that's awful.
No, that's so sad for him. Like, what if he doesn't want that out there? Sad. It's good press for him.
You know what, I'm glad they're coming out with a new Wizards of Waverly Place reboot.
You can't transition
because the dad from Wizards of Waverly Place also had his nudes leaked.
He did.
Yeah, but he now did? Yeah, Mr. Russo. He did. Don't look
wait,
it up.
Oh wait,
this
he,
was a long time
he didn't
ago.
Put it out himself.
No.
Oh, okay.
So this is why I'm saying it's good that they still asked him back. You know who they didn't ask back?
Oh, the little one,
Zeke.
Oh, no, the one
JT
who's
Austin.
Next. Yeah, the one who's
Austin alive still.
Who are you thinking? You're thinking of Cameron Boyce.
Okay, Jake T.
Jesus Christ.
No, Zeke. Dan something.
I know him.
Is a porn
worker,
star
yeah.
still. And he didn't get asked back. That's fucked up.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. And for all the Wizards of Waverly Place fans, number one, didn't care about Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's bullshit. It was such a good show.
Number two, from what I do remember, Zeke didn't seem like that important of a big character to come back. That's what I'm saying. So like,
he's important enough to get his nudes leaked, and then he made a whole career out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens to a lot of people. Like if you're on Disney, then like it is a big deal. If you're, no one's nudes get leaked anymore from Disney anymore.
Yeah, it's all Nick at Night people now. Degrassi.
I shouldn't say that in like in a negative way. Like, no one's nudes on Disney.
We used to be a proper society.
No, because like Vanessa Hudgens, like she was so shunned for that.
She had her nudes leaked.
Vanessa Hudgens? Are you fucking kidding me? No,
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, because you didn't care if like boobies got leaked.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
Vanessa. I was like, Hudgens, whatever. We saw her boobies.
Yeah, like, and she got heavily shunned for it. She like, it was like during the High School Musical. The
same thing happened to Miley Cyrus too.
I think so. Yeah.
That's sad.
And then like, I remember when I like the way that they have conditioned me, and by they I mean like
them,
the J14 magazine and like and like the internet and everything else has like made me like look down upon like young women who like bless you,
thank you,
get wronged and their like private information gets leaked,
yeah,
and or also like just them having a normal young adult life. The way that they have made me like look down, the fact that like I would simply just like lose my absolute marbles, like when Jamie Lynn Spears, it like ruined my life. Like when she got pregnant,
it ruined your life.
It ruined my fucking life.
It didn't ruin hers.
I was the biggest Zoe 101 fan and stuff. And now like that I'm older, I'm like, what a terrible thing to like put into young children's mind that like, oh,
getting pregnant can like totally derail your entire life and ruin you. Yeah. Yes. You should talk about that at therapy.
Well, I would if she wasn't gone.
So sad. So sad.
There is, you did ask me about the Grammys. There's this one man who is on my street. And he runs up and down the street. Not really runs. It's more of like just like Swift a good wins. Pace. No, he is always just yelling like to himself. He doesn't ever bother anyone else. He doesn't ever hurt anyone else. He just yells to himself. He's always been like nice.
Okay.
But he, and I think I sent you a photo of it before, he is always wearing this hoodie with, and you can tell he made this hoodie himself because this is not something that you would find online. It's just Lana Del Rey's face on the back of it.
Love it.
And so I wonder how he's doing this week after the Grammys.
Well, I probably haven't heard terribly
him since.
Oh, he's in mourning.
He's in mourning. I have not heard him at all.
This I loved entire her dress week. At the Grammys. Yes. Lana Del Rey's, she looked so good.
She did. She
did. Taylor Swift's dress was really not a beautiful gown.
I don't remember it.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about the Grammys. Okay, like, whatever. You can think that Taylor shouldn't have won Album of the Year or whatever. I personally believe that as well, because Midnights was, like, not even close to, like, a good album. But people are, like, so totally psychoanalyzing the way that she behaved at the
on stage.
Yeah, that. Also, like, the way she was standing for most of the show and the way she ignored Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, no offense, you all suck. Like, who wants to be policed like that? Nobody. I don't think anybody deserves, in like a moment of excitement, to be like told that their behavior
criticized.
Was. Yeah, it's like, it's so boring. If you want to criticize her for the jet.
Yeah, that's what I.
Like, that's what I mean. It's so, like, you guys are actively ruining, like.
We've gotten that comment before on the podcast of like, criticizing Taylor is like the most annoying thing that you could criticize. Like, criticize all the other millionaires and billionaires who are using their jet. And I was like, I will criticize them as well.
I do. Fuck Elon Musk. Fuck Jeff Bezos. Right. Like, fuck him.
I will do the same for anyone else who is like, Kylie Jenner has her own jet.
Fuck her.
There's a lot of people.
All the Kardashians. Like, why are you taking a fucking helicopter from Manhattan to Brooklyn?
That was the funniest that was thing insane. Ever. She was like, it was really far. It was going to take like 4 hours to get from Manhattan to Brooklyn. And then like,
you've never driven in the city.
I drove. Jake and I drove over the bridge from Manhattan to Brooklyn. I was like, so this is the track. So that was
like a 3 minute.
So that was the track that like, which granted it depends where you're going, but like where they were going, which is the exact spot where we were going.
It was not difficult whatsoever. It was stupid. But seriously, I just think it's inappropriate. Stop. If you want to be mean to Taylor Swift, say that her music sucks. Because most of it does. Or say that her fucking jet fuel is bad. because that also sucks. But like the whole thing, it's just like moot points, and you totally, for real haters like me, it really destroys my evidence against Taylor when people are bringing up stupid shit. Go ahead.
Do you want to learn a Polish word of the day?
Yeah.
What about a little phrase?
Okay, how about this phrase? Oh wait, you have a phrase?
No.
In mind?
No.
Okay, here's the phrase. Jake, I'm so sorry that I didn't give you credit for the yogurt that you showed me.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Go ahead.
You want me to say that?
Yeah.
Are you gonna respond the same?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Jake.
Jake. Przepraszam, że nie podziękowałam, czy... What am I saying? I'm sorry, I didn't thank you.
For I didn't give you credit.
Like, we just don't say things like that in Polish.
No, whatever. Say whatever you want.
Jake, przepraszam, że ja nie dałam ci credit, credit za jogurt, co ty mnie pokazywałeś.
They definitely have words for credit. Don't lie.
I mean, like, probably...
Listen,
I just don't give credit in Polish.
Let me, this looks insane.
Adam's been like telling me that this is a very good,
okay. So, in the spirit of Megan Thee Stallion and, what's her name? Nicki Minaj. in the spirit of those people, so here's the story. Wait, first of all, let me try to, how do you say yogurt?
Yogurt.
Like, come on. This language is so easy, guys. Come on. Duolingo is shaking.
People say that Polish is one of the hardest languages. Chleb
and yogurt?
This shit's easy.
This shit is so easy.
Chleb and yogurt?
Nicole's gonna go to hell for what she's done to me. Okay? Because Nicole, I don't know if you guys remember, episode, like, fucking 2 of the podcast this last time around, she was like, Jake, you're gonna go to hell for what you've done. And I was like, what? And she was like, because you didn't give me fucking credit for showing you vitamins. And I was like, I will rectify the situation. Well, guess what, everyone? I've been going to get this yogurt that I really love by Icelandic Provisions. It's called Skyr. And I've been going to get it for, like, and I've literally dragged Nicole to Whole Foods, where it's the cheapest.
I have driven you there so many times.
And she texted me the other day, and she says, oh my God, they have
vegan
version. And I was like, oh, cool. And then she posts on her story, and she's like, this is the best yogurt I've ever had. Thank you, at Icelandic Provisions. Like, she's trying to get them to send her fucking free yogurt.
Yeah.
I showed this bitch that yogurt. And then she was like, and then when I confront her on it, she was like, no, you didn't. You didn't show me the vegan version. Fuck you. You messaged me first to say that it existed. You definitely. So I wrote this diss track. It's long.
Jake told me before this. Really long. He's like, I hope that this isn't like one of those situations where then like afterwards, like you say it's okay in the moment, and then like afterwards you're like really sad.
Yeah, I hope. Listen, it's all fun and games. I say as the person who made the diss track, and went as hard as I possibly could. But I'll do my genius lyrics of it after you listen to it once.
What do you mean you'll do your genius lyrics?
Like I'll explain to you.
You'll break it down?
I'll break it down. Yeah, like I'm on Genius.
Okay. What are you going to do, like overlay it when you're editing this?
I feel like this will be loud enough that you'll hear it. But right. I'll release it on Spotify too. Okay. This is yogurt squirt. Okay. Are you ready? I'm really scared.
I don't have another choice.
No, yeah. Yogurt squirt. Hope you're ready for these things. This is about to hurt.
Yogurt.
This one is for Nikki. Hope you're ready with the blicky, cause you're really gonna need it. That story was really shitty. I thought you were my friend. I thought you were my sister. Now it's time to give me credit and all that is missing. Can't even ride a bike. You can't even walk right. That bike is sitting in that pelvic floor to slut. You have those itty bitty braids. Better keep that wig tight, cause I'll be snatching on this track. You want it, bitch? Come watch. Yogurt. Thank you, Nikki Nasty. More like Nikki Rhinoplasty. I told you about it, bitch. You better at me. These goofy ass fans trying to attack. Your boyfriend wrote that bar. I told him play that part. It didn't seem that hard. Nasty little tote. That's my nasty little bag. A real ally wouldn't never call me a.
pulse. Oh, you thought that was the end? How's your man's boyfriend? Call him Alan, cause I'm running a train like his Ken. Bitch, I fucked your man's man. Went to the top and gave him my grandstand. Leg up on the table like he doing can-can. He won it cause I hit it like only a man can. I'm eating bottom allegations, yes I am him. Your man's pretty good, he's doing a handstand. And now that he's finished, bitch, catch these handstands. Said you want credit? Fix your debit. Stole my yogurt, now you're indebted. So full of gas, it's cheap leather. This diss track is over, you're shredded. Yeah. No.
There's more.
Okay, Garden.
Ho. The things that you've lied about, even pertaining to my yogurt, you don't want them out. Okay?
That was it.
I have tears in my eyes.
Did you like it? I decided to use my talents for evil.
I get tears in my eyes from like very few things, like musicals, Billie Eilish's voice, and every time that you rap to me. Holy shit.
Thank you.
That was really, really, really good.
Thank you.
That was so much better than Nikki's.
And, like, what was your favorite part?
The part you call yourself an ally, but...
A real ally wouldn't never call me a... And then I said, hag.
I heard something else about, something about my boyfriend's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. How's your man's boyfriend?
And you beating the bottom allegations.
Call him Alan, because I'm running a train like his Ken. Did you hear the part? Didn't fuck your man, bitch, I fucked your man's man. Yeah. So, like, I wrote that part first. I was like, this would be so funny, like, if I, like, if I alluded to, like, Adam and Brad, like,
do Adam
like
and Brad, being, have they heard all of this?
Yeah, oh yeah, I sent it to them. Well, this is my final draft, though. I sent them, like, my first draft.
Oh, my cheeks hurt. That was really good.
Thank you.
You have to do the genius breakdown now, okay, like, yeah. From the top.
Okay, from the top.
Do you remember everything off the top of your head?
Yeah, okay,
oh,
so.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's what I said. First of all, yogurt squirt, I just came up with because it's, like, yogurt squirt. Like, I just like that.
You on genius. So, like, I just came out with that. So,
I'm like Addison Rae. What does she do?
She said, what did she say? You want...
So, like, basically... No, I'm, like, the girl from Jury Duty. So, like, basically, that means... Sorry, my laptop's falling. Basically, that means that, like, yogurt and, like, it squirts or whatever.
Oh, yeah, she goes... Basically, I told him that he, like, can, like... come on my shoulder, like if he needs a shoulder to cry on, like if he needs,
he's gonna come on my shoulder.
I want him to come on my shoulder.
Anyway, so this one is for Nikki. Hope you're ready with the blicky. That the blicky is a gun,
right? Yeah,
you like guns. I don't. You like guns, so that's why I put that in there.
Wow.
Because you're really gonna need it. That story, the story she posted about the yogurt, uh-huh, was really shitty. Uh-huh. I thought you were my friend. I thought you were my sissy. Now that it's time to give me credit, I guess all that was Missy. So, like, because it was time to give me credit and you didn't.
Right, and I didn't do that.
Can't even ride a bike.
Right.
You can't even walk right.
Right.
That bum hip is sitting and that pelvic floor, slight. So, like, slight, like, it's, like, off. Okay, because Nicole walks weird. You have those itty bitty braids. Because, like, sometimes your hair is in, like, those two braided pigtails.
My hair's thin.
And then I said, better keep that wig tight. Alluding to the fact that your hair is not real and that it's a wig. Because I'll be snatching on this track. You want it, bitch, come. And then fight. Because, like, I'm snatching wigs.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to snatch your wig.
Uh-huh.
Your real hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, like, yogurt squirt. Hope you're ready for these hands because it's about to hurt. And then Adam actually wrote this part. Thank you, Nikki Nasty, more like Nikki Rhinoplasty.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. He's your boyfriend. Why don't you ask him?
If I had a rhinoplasty, don't you think I would get a better one than one that has, like
yeah, I love your nose.
Like I love my nose. But I do have a hump in it. And my mom looked at it and I go, do you think I get that from, like, your side of the family? And she, like, looks at it, she goes, no.
Yeah, well, I don't know why he said that.
I have my fucking Middle Eastern nose from my father.
Yeah,
so.
That's alluding to the fact that you got a nose job.
I have to talk to him because he has never said anything about me or my nose. We'll talk later.
More like Nikki Rhinoplasty.
Maybe that's all.
If I told you about it, bitch, you better at me. That's like,
yeah,
give me credit.
Right, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All these goofy ass fans trying to attack me because that's like your comment sometimes. And then I said,
everyone loves you.
And then I said, your boyfriend wrote that bar, because he wrote the Nikki rhinoplasty bar.
Okay, yeah.
I told him, play that part. Like I said, imagine you're writing a diss track to Nicole. Like, what would you put in there, is mm-hmm. what I said. So I told him, play that part. Mm-hmm. And then he slipped all in down in it. It didn't seem that hard. Like, it was pretty easy for him to come up with that. Like, and that was kind of shady of him.
Yeah, that did seem pretty easy for him. I'm yeah, suspicious.
And then he slipped all in down in it. Didn't seem that hard. I forget what I said after that. And then I said, nasty little tote. That's my nasty little bag. A real ally wouldn't ever call me up. And I said that because, like, I wanted to, like, allude to the fact that maybe in the past you've called me the F-slur before.
Can you make a public announcement that I have not?
No.
Your silence I'm not. Is deafening.
Oh. Here's my public statement. And then the next thing that I wrote, I'm kidding. Well, no, because what I did was, I don't know if you noticed, after that I said, nasty little bag, a real ally wouldn't never call me a hag.
Right, yeah, right.
Nicole's never called me a hag. F-slur. A real ally wouldn't, and then I did like this cute little part. I thought it would be fun if before I really got into the nitty gritty of it, mm-hmm. I just like stopped the song and I like acted like that was like it was over, which you probably didn't think it was over because I was showing you like the track list all the time. But I did like that whole like, ooh, gotta catch my breath. I was gonna talk about asthma or something, because you have asthma. And then I said, oh, you thought that was the end because I faked you out. How's your man's boyfriend? This was the part that I kind of like got into this was the first part that I wrote. And when I told Adam and Brad about all my ideas, this was pretty much all I brought to them. And they were like, so your diss track for Nicole, the only stuff that you've written was that basically saying that you fucked Brad and that Brad's fucking me. And I was like, yeah, I pretty much got it.
Which has nothing to do with Nicole, really.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. Well, because I kind of thought it would be a serve to be like, your boyfriend's gay. But like, I'm not fucking him. No, I'm fucking his boyfriend. I said, thought that was the end. How's your man's boyfriend? Call him Alan because I'm running a train like his Ken, because mm-hmm. like Alan is like Ken's buddy, uh-huh. and like they all fuck Alan, right? Uh-huh. Call him Alan because I'm running a train like his Ken. Didn't this part I wanted to be like nanny nanny boo boo, so I went, didn't fuck your man, bitch, I fucked your man's man. And
that's
I said
good.
Went to the top, because I went to your boyfriend's top,
uh-huh.
and gave him my grand slam.
Uh-huh.
That's me fucking him.
Brad's the top to Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's more like derogatory that way, I think. Okay. And then I said, leg up on the table, he doing the can-can. Because, like, when you do the can-can, your leg's up.
Mm-hmm.
He won it because I hit it like only a man can.
Ew.
Beating bottom allegations. Yes, I am. Because I'm not a bottom. Even though, yeah, probably in other raps, I will, like, allude to being a bottom or whatever. Like, but, guys, every sexual...
You're like, but in this reality.
In this reality. No, everything's so fluid. You know what I mean? Yes, I am. Your man's pretty good. He's doing a handstand. I don't know. That just rhymed, so I just, like, wanted to put
he's
it
like,
in there.
He's, like, just really talented.
Yeah, he's really talented. Wait, what did I say after that? Your man's really good. He's doing a handstand. Oh, now that he's finished... Because he came. Now that he's finished, bitch, catch these handstands.
Mm-hmm.
That's me about to fight. And then I said you want credit, fix your debit. Debit is like what you owe.
Mm-hmm.
Said you want credit, fix your debit.
Uh-huh.
Stole my yogurt, now you're indebted. That's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So full of gas, it's cheap, leaded. Because gas, like, if it's unleaded, it's more expensive. And you're a cheap-ass trick ho, bitch. It's cheap, let it. This diss track is over. I try to do that like Siri. Like, I want it to be like, this diss track is over. You're shredded. Yeah, because I beat the shit out of you on this track. And then I decided that, you know how Kim Petras does whoop ah?
Yeah.
That my like calling, my producer tag is going to be like, or my like rap tag or whatever is like, no, yeah. And at the beginning of the song. And then at the end of the song, it's, yeah, no. And then actually, I just added that last part today where I was like, oh, the things you, that you have lied about. especially pertaining to my yogurt. Yeah, that's just like a callback to Nicki Minaj.
Jake, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And you may think that I've been like dumbfounded and haven't said anything because I'm just like so in awe and so scared and don't know what to say. I've just been silent because I love it when things are like solely about me for like a solid like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. I was like, this could go like two ways. Nicole could be like deeply, deeply offended.
What would I be offended by that's in
that
there?
That I said that you walk weird? That you have a bum hip? That's my favorite part.
What does that mean?
Like a bum hip is like what old like, people get where they like hobble in or whatever. Like I said, that bum hip is sitting and that pelvic floor is slight. Like you know, like no, you know how people's pelvic floors are like
I know
are like
to practice
off?
How I walk. I know it's I'd practice today on the treadmill. I was like, all right, natural, bigger gait, natural.
look like you know how to do this. Yeah.
Look like you've done this before.
Yeah. Oh, Adam also wrote the part where it was like, can't even ride a bike. You can't even walk right.
That's
and well, he was like, he didn't really write that. I wrote that. He said, like, you have to mention that she can't ride a bike. You could, and then he said something like, you should mention that she doesn't have a dad. And I was like, that's going to go too far. That's going to go too far. So I didn't.
He's like, you should also mention that she's ugly. And you're like, oh, that's getting, like,
that's
personal.
Really getting personal. And then he told me, like, this, like, one story where I was like, yeah, nobody's going to get that because it's entirely just, like, the two of you. And, like, maybe you should talk to her about it. I'm just
Yeah. No, that was very, very good.
Thank you.
You unfortunately may have to actually put that out on Spotify.
Maybe on Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon.
Damn. Well, maybe when we get a Patreon. No, I'm
wow.
Yeah, I'll put it on Spotify. But this was what I was alluding to earlier. Be on the lookout because I'm gonna be starting to do diss tracks to random people that I've never run into or like ever talked to. My first one might be Steve Jobs or
he's
Queen
dead.
Elizabeth.
Queen yeah. Elizabeth, there she said too. Oh, so you just have beef with dead people?
No, I don't actually have beef with them, but like I'm gonna act like I do.
No, you could do better. I think you should.
Who should I do?
You could do like Noah Cyrus.
Why would I do Noah Cyrus?
Well, because she's alive.
But that's like so random. I guess that is a micro celebrity.
Ooh. If we actually want this podcast to be successful.
As if like everything we've been doing so far has not been like we haven't actually really wanted it to be that successful.
Hold on. Light bulb. If you want this podcast to be successful,
okay,
you need to start writing diss tracks to other YouTubers.
Okay, I'll write diss tracks to
and
other
then,
YouTubers.
And then we could be like our real beef with
you want me to start
blah,
with
blah,
emergency
blah, blah.
Intercom?
Light bulb. We do one for Richard Phillips.
We can do one for Drew. Would you want me to separate the two of them? So
yeah,
I'll do one
I,
for Enya,
I
one for Drew.
I would like that. Or people can even comment down below who they want to see
a diss track for
next.
Okay, deal. Yeah, I like writing diss tracks. It's way more fun than just writing my bars.
I'm gonna write on something. I'm gonna work on a project over this.
Don't do that.
These next 2 weeks.
On what?
I don't. I'm gonna. Dude, work
I was
on
gonna
something.
Offer to help you write a diss track for me.
Oh, fuck you. I can do that myself. I'm a writer.
What would you say in my diss track? Go ahead. Like give me like one topic.
That
besides the F slur, which you're obviously going
to
use,
that your parents got you life insurance when you went to college at
oh,
Temple
damn,
University because they were betting on you dying.
There's a lot you could say for me though. Like I think
for you,
like I have no aux cord in my car.
I don't even like Jake. I appreciate our friendship so much. I can't even think of a negative thing to.
Oh really? Yeah, it was really hard for me to think of negative things.
You chose the most cliche things. There are real things that you could have been mean to me about.
Why would I have done that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like
I'm not going to do that.
I was like, oh, should I talk about her OCD? And then I was like, no, because like that's just genuinely like mean. If I was like,
I would have thought it was funny.
What would the bar be like? Your man's tiny D, your big OCD.
No, I
obsessive compulsive.
Can you do a whole song for my OCD?
Sure.
No, I wouldn't. There's nothing I don't think that you could say that would actually get me offended.
Good.
To be
yeah.
completely
oh, yeah.
honest.
Well, can you give a statement that you're like not offended by this?
You should pull out a card.
My nasty heads.
My
attack.
My nasty heads.
You want me to pull out the cards?
Yeah.
I think I left them outside.
Okay.
Here,
that's okay.
We'll come up with a question.
This episode is long enough.
Yeah, it is a long episode. But go. Why don't you come up with a quick question? Sorry, I forgot my cards. My tarot card, so I won't be able to tell Nicole when she's going to die anymore. Like I promised last week.
Tarot cards. Last week we pulled out cards. What's the game called?
The And.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like questions to ask each other.
Huh.
Um, and so Jake is unprepared.
Write it down. Write it down for the diss track.
What was it last week?
It was
your least favorite. No.
It was like, what if you only had 3 years left to live? What would you do differently and why?
Oh.
Which we answered. You said you would be a better friend.
Oh, I don't think I said that. I don't remember that.
That's weird. You're right. That's not within your range.
If
you can't think of anything.
Why are you? We'll just
cut it there. What would you rather have? Okay. Two cats.
Oh.
Or a dog.
tough.
Here, I'm just gonna look up.
You rather die right now as you or switch lives with me?
Die right now as me.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Well, if I switch lives with you, like, there would have to be some changes made. Like, do I have to keep everything?
There has to be changes made. Do I have to what?
Do I have to keep everything, like, that you have?
No.
I feel like first person to go, Adam. Here, ready? Here's a good would you rather. Would you rather labor under a hot sun or extreme cold? That's just the first one that came up. Would you rather labor under a hot sun or extreme cold?
I would rather
labor
under extreme cold as long as my ears are covered, because if they're not, then I get headaches.
You
don't have
ears. You got them removed.
Oh, yeah. I got my ears removed.
So no problems.
Okay, so I would rather do that because I sweat like while you're doing stuff while you're laboring. If it was under the extreme sun, I have no melanin. I will sunburn really badly.
You heard it here first. Damn.
What about you?
Hot sun.
Why?
Tan.
Papa.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Ciao.
I don't know what they say.
See you later.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Later.
Papa.